Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones, and real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary, and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. La Casa de la Victrola in the city of Holguín is an attraction for music lovers, and especially for lovers of history and music from days gone by. This museum in the main Holguín Boulevard on Libertad Street between Martí and Luz Caballero is home to a permanent collection of mechanical recorders and acoustic players manufactured during the 19th and the first three decades of the 20th century. The collection includes an Edison phonograph from 1898, a Victor I gramophone from 1905, and an Amberola Edison Model 30 from 1912, all manufactured in New Jersey in the United States. The whole collection is functional thanks to the thorough and constant research and repair work of Jorge Luis Betancourt Sanchez, a violinist by profession with an exhaustive knowledge of restoration techniques. Visitors also have the possibility of listening to any of the more than 1,000 albums collected by Jorge Luis. Many of them contain the best of symphonic music of the last century and original recordings of the famous Italian tenor, for instance, Enrico Caruso, and celebrities such as Ernesto Lecuona and Rita Montaner. The 11th Timbalay International Festival, the Root of the Rumba, is underway in Havana with a colloquium of specialists from Cuba and Mexico. The speakers include the Cuban poet, narrator, and ethnologist Miguel Barnet and Enrique Vargas, the director of the cultural space of the Ibero-American General Secretariat in Mexico. Also included are Armando Bojoques, the president of the Association for Culture and Tourism of Latin America, the Cuban economist Zoila González and Maria Elena Mora, the philosopher José Matos, the poetess Nancy Borrajón, and Luis Marlote, the president of the Union of Writers and Artists of Cuba. The vice president of the Timbalay event, Irma Castillo, said the festival, based on its living heritage, aims to recognize the cultural and historic legacy of Africa in the Caribbean and in Latin America. Rumba groups are performing on several stages, and on Saturday, tribute was paid to the great Cuban artist Benny Marie on the centenary of his birth. Among the visited artists from Mexico are the harpist Delfino Guerrero and the singer Fabiola Jaramillo, who participated in one of the most important popular festivals of the Cuban capital, the Carnival of Havana. This year, Timbalay is sponsored by the Ministry of Culture of Cuba and will celebrate the 500th anniversary of the founding of Havana on November the 16th and the Mexican city of Veracruz on April the 22nd. Timbalay's 9-day program includes colloquia, concerts, open-air performances, and the participants visit the Slave Route Museum in the western city of Matanzas. The closing is set for the Lyceum of Regla in the Cuban capital, 6 p.m. August the 31st, with the performance of Cuban rumba players and dancers, the Tuxpan Municipal Folk Company from Veracruz, Mexican harpist Delfino Guerrero, and singer Fabiola Jaramillo. Regla, Saturday, 6 o'clock. The Leo Brower and Roberto Valero National Music Awards will focus the tribute of the 33rd International Choir Festival, which will be held in Santiago de Cuba between October the 28th and November the 3rd, coming up. In statements to the media, the president of the event's organizing committee, Daria Abreu, said that on the occasion of the 80th birthday of both artists, gala shows will be held in which their works as composers and directors will be staged, especially in choral performances. Abreu said that groups from Venezuela, South Africa, the United States, France, Ecuador, and Mexico will be taking part and will fraternalize with Cuban groups, such as the National with De Profundis and Entre Voces formats, and those of Via Clara and Ciega de Ávila and the Madrigalista de Santiago de Cuba. In In Havana, Cinema 23 and 12 has premiered the documentary about the life and work of the Cuban ethnologist, anthropologist and writer Natalia Bolívar. Under the direction of Ernesta Daranas, the film entitled Natalia proposes an approach to the personality of the intellectual, who, at 84 years of age, lives with two of her daughters and who is preparing her autobiography. In 74 minutes, several working days are summarized, in which new passages from the life of the renowned specialist of Cuban religions of African origin are explored. With the production of Cincinnati Films, an RTV commercial, the documentary was made by a team of professionals, including assistant director Laura Daranas, producers Adriana Moya, Joel Ortega and Luis Tejera, photographer and editor Rafael Garcia, and the musicians Juan Antonio Leiva and Magda Rosa Galban. Bolívar has a multifaceted work in which her lectures in several countries on religion and her work on feature films and plays such as Strawberry and Chocolate stand out. Amongst these publications are texts The Orishas in Cuba, Itutu, Death in Afro-Cuban Myths and Rituals, and Myths and Legends of Afro-Cuban Food. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.